And there is this burden in my heart to teach this subject afresh again to you all. Hallelujah. It is something you need to know. Because as you journey from earth to glory, you are going to be faced with so many questions people will ask you. And if you don't have anything to say to them, if you don't have an explanation to give, nobody is going to believe in the faith you believe. Hallelujah. I want you to know that the Bride Assembly is a product of a move. It's a product of a move. There is a move going on right now. And not everybody will be privileged to be a part of this move. So if you find yourself in the Bride Assembly, I want you to give glory to God. Hallelujah. What is this move? It is the end time message. Hallelujah. God is calling his eagles wherever they are. He is calling them out from the dungeon of denominationalism. He is bringing them into the gathering of his children. Hallelujah. The church of Jesus Christ started with a faith. The church of Jesus Christ started with a revelation. Hallelujah. The Bible says we are built upon what? The foundation of the apostles and prophet Jesus being the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. When the first church age started, it was pure. It was a clean church. The first church age started when? In the day on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came down afresh. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Ghost is the spirit of truth. The Bible says when he comes, he's going to lead you into all truth. So when the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, he led the disciples, the apostles, into all truth, the truth of scriptures. And God used them to do what? To lay down the foundation of Christianity. But the Bible says, as men slept, hallelujah, the enemy came and did what? And sowed tares among wheats. Hallelujah. Who were these men that slept? The men that slept in that passage were our apostolic fathers. Apostle Peter, James, and John. Apostle Paul, the great apostle to the Gentiles. And all of these early Christians that God used to lay down the foundation of scriptures. When they died, the devil came and did what? And sowed tares among the wheat. And the church of Jesus Christ began to degenerate. Can you shout amen to that? All manner of false doctrines, all manner of heresies crept into the church of Jesus Christ. And the church went into an era of darkness. For more than 1,000 years, hallelujah, the church of Jesus Christ was in darkness. But God began to send forth reformers. God began to send men to light up the gospel, to call out his bride again, to make sure they return back to the Bible. Because the Bible was never taken away from us. Can you shout amen to that? The Bible was never taken away from the church. We were the one that left the Bible. We left the written word to do what? To go after creeds and dogmas of the denominations. Shout amen. But God began to raise up reformers. To do what? To bring us back to the light of scriptures. To return us to what Apostle Paul and the other apostles believed. Hallelujah. And we thank God in this last and final church age, God raised a man. Can you shout amen? God raised a man by the name William Marion Branham. He is the messenger of the seventh church age. He is the prophet of Malachi chapter 4, 5 and 6. He is the Elijah of this end time. What did he come to do? He came to return us back to where we are falling from. Back to apostolic Christianity. Can you shout amen? So what I am going to be teaching tonight was one of the things God opened his eyes to see. This was something, this is a subject that nobody in the denomination in his day ever recognized as a true doctrine. Nobody recognized it. But God opened his eyes to see and to understand what happened in the Garden of Eden. Can you shout amen to that? He saw what happened in the Garden of Eden. And he presented it to the church. Till this point in time, a lot of people are still confused over the subject. They still argue it and the rest. So I am going to take it step by step. Hallelujah. Bring out your jotting materials. Write out your questions. Because before the end of today's service, every one of you will be happy you came to church. Hallelujah. And wherever you go, you ask a question concerning it, you'll be able to just give them the answer that they want. Shout amen. So my message today is titled, The Doctrine of the Serpent Seed. Hallelujah. Shout amen. The Doctrine of the Serpent Seed. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Genesis. We'll take it step by step. We cannot finish today. We continue next week. But we are not going to rush over it. Okay? Genesis chapter 2. In the denomination, they tell them that what took place in the Garden of Eden was the eating of a literal fruit. Shout amen. Now what happened in the Garden of Eden? It was an apple they ate. Hallelujah. So because of apple, simple apple, the whole of humanity is suffering till today because of apple. Are we not eating apple till today? Don't you eat apple? Hallelujah. So because Adam ate apple, Eve ate apple, see the condition we are in today. Man is not supposed to be going through all this laborious, all this suffering you are going through. There was something that happened in the garden that made man place a curse on the earth. I said, upon the sweat of your face will you feed. That is why we are struggling till today. We are suffering. Hallelujah. Women are not supposed to go through the labor they go through before they give birth to children. Hallelujah. He said, in pain, in sorrow, shall thou bring forth children. All because of apple. If you give birth to a child now, the Bible says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Meaning that child is a sinner. All because of apple. It is not apple. Tell the person next to you, it is not apple. Before the service comes to an end, you are going to understand. I'm going to ask you some questions, okay? You can write down the questions. I have about, how many questions? I have about 9 questions here. There is something I want to prove, okay? Number one, I want to ask you. Why must the precious blood of the sinless person of Jesus Christ be shed to purchase our salvation? If the fall of a man was caused merely by Adam's disobedience to a commandment. If the fall of man was caused merely by Adam's disobedience to a commandment, why must the blood of a sinless man be shed? Have you asked yourself that question before? Question number 2. Why did God choose his own blood? Why not some other substance? The first question boils down to what? To blood. Second question too, blood. Why did God choose his own blood? Why must blood be shed for our redemption? Why? It means there was something that happened that made sin enter into the bloodstream of man. Shout amen. That the blood that God will use for redemption, because the law of redemption is this: a tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye, blood for blood. Hallelujah. Why didn't God, since they ate apple and they fell from grace, God would have come to offer them another apple to eat and be restored back to grace? Because that is the proper setting, the law of redemption. But why did God say no? It must be the blood of a sinless person that should be said, that should be shed for our redemption. It means sin, iniquity is in the blood. Can you shout amen? The importance of what we shall be going through tonight is to see and to understand how iniquity came into the bloodstream of man. That even up to this point, if a child is born, that child is a sinner. Why? By virtue of the blood he possesses. Why and how did it happen? We are going to see it here. Shout hallelujah. The third question. Life is in the blood. Or blood is life. Hallelujah. According to Genesis chapter 9 verse 4. Man was originally ordained to have eternal life. But instead, death reigns supreme. Because a substance totally foreign, not of the same kind, was introduced into the body of God's highest creation. We will see that. Number four. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. Why must Jesus Christ bypass ordinary human conception and be virgin born? Have you asked yourself that question? Why did God have to choose a virgin through whom the Savior will come to the world? Why didn't he just choose any other fellow? Hallelujah. Why must it be a virgin? We shall be looking at that. Why must Jesus boycott ordinary human conception? Mary did not meet a man to be pregnant for Jesus, of Jesus Christ. Nobody slept with her. But the Holy Ghost came upon her. The power of the Most High came upon her. And that holy thing, Jesus Christ, was formed in her. Jesus Christ boycotted ordinary human conception. Why must it be that? So, because God was very careful. God doesn't or did not want any blood stain to enter into this baby. Because for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The blood of the whole of humanity is corrupted by virtue of what happened in the Garden of Eden. So Jesus had to boycott, escape ordinary human conception. Can you shout amen? Question number 5. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. Can we go there? Are you there? Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. Shout hallelujah. Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman. See God talking to the serpent. And between thy seed. Somebody shout thy seed. I can't hear you. Shout thy seed. And between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. It means the serpent has seeds. The seed there speaks of descendants. Hallelujah. When I say your seed, I'm talking about your descendants. And the descendants of the serpent were not or are not snakes. They are man-like creatures. Hallelujah. They are man-like creatures. Hallelujah. With two hands and two legs, with head. Amen. But within them is the nature of the serpent. Animalistic nature. Hallelujah. The woman has a seed. The serpent has a seed. Shout amen. I have some other questions. When the course of the study, everything is going to make clear. Can you shout amen? Let's quickly go on. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Turn your Bibles with me to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. I want to read from verse 14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of your life. Let me start from something very close to our subject today. Okay, chapter 3 from verse 1. Shout amen. Shout amen. Okay, chapter 2 from verse 24. Please, I'm sorry. Chapter 2 from verse 24. Are you there? If you are there, shout hallelujah. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. This was a condition of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. They never knew they were naked, because they were found in the presence and in the glory of God. Shout amen. Chapter 3 from verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle. Somebody shout subtle. Than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Now I want you to know that the serpent is not snake. The serpent is not a reptile. The serpent was a man-like creature like you and I. He could even talk. Hallelujah. The serpent is the missing link between man and chimpanzee and the gorilla. Between man and the gorilla, there is a creature that existed that was a servant to Adam. That creature, which is missing right now, is what is called the serpent. Can you shout amen? God created a serpent and made him to be a servant to Adam. So Adam did not have to do any work. All he had to do was to command and to give instruction to serpent. Serpent is to do whatever instruction Adam gives out. Or gave out rather. Shout amen. Hallelujah. But the serpent became possessed of the devil. The devil inspired the serpent to do what? To test the woman. Let's see the temptation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said unto the woman, yea, had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. God gave the woman and the man an instruction. Not to eat of a particular tree of the garden. Shout amen. But I came to prove to you tonight that the tree that is spoken here in this passage is not a literal tree. Like pawpaw and cashew. And what you see around you. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of you think, it's a literal tree. Not a literal tree. Let me prove it. Go to chapter 2. Are you there? Chapter 2. From verse 9. If you are there, shout hallelujah. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree. Somebody shout every tree. Somebody shout every tree. Every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. Somebody shout good for food. It means out of the ground. Every tree that grew out of the ground was good for food. God will not create something good for food and say, don't eat it. It is not good for food again. Every tree that ever grew out of the ground was good for food. Let's go on. Verse 9. The tree of life. See, this is an interjection. This sentence that followed was put there by God to hide truth while revealing it. That is one of the characteristics of God. Amen. He does what? He hides truth while revealing it. Shout amen. So that those who don't have love for truth, they will look at this passage and stumble. Hallelujah. And those he has ordained for this revelation will look at it and catch a revelation from it. That is the difference between the bride and the denomination. These things are hidden from the wise and prudent and are given and are revealed unto babes, you and I. Hallelujah. Verse 9. Good for food. It now introduced something that hid, that has been hiding truth all this while until William Marion Brown came and God anointed his eyes to catch the revelation there and he gave it to the bride. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. How many of you have seen the tree of life before? You are just going on the way and you saw the tree of life. I said, that is the tree of life. How many of you have seen that? What about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you seen it before? So these were not literal trees. Two gardens were discussed here in the Bible, or here in the Bible, two gardens. One was a literal garden. Why one is not the garden of, you know, vegetables and fruits? The other garden is the human body. Shout amen. The other garden is the human body. And in the human bodies, there are laws controlling reproduction. Hallelujah. The reproductive organ are situated in the midst of the garden. That is where you have the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. These are two laws that should do what? Govern reproduction. Two laws to govern reproduction in the garden. Not the garden of vegetable and fruits. This time around, it is the garden of the human body. I want to tell you how sin came into the world. I want to prove to you why you must be born again to enter into the kingdom of God. You know why? Because you and I were born wrongly. Hallelujah. The conception that began in the Garden of Eden as a result of the fall brought about sin and iniquity, brought about death. Man was not supposed to die. When Adam was created, he was created with eternal life. He was not supposed to die, but to live forever. Do you know if Jesus had not been killed, Jesus would have still been alive till today? You know that? Because no sin in his blood. Clean and pure. He boycotted ordinary human conception. As soon as sin visited the garden, death came to mankind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's when you get to 70 years, your hair is already becoming white. Your skin is already squeezing. You know why? Because of what happened in the Garden of Eden. Not because of common eating of apple and fruit. Shout amen. They ate apple. Were they not supposed to cover their mouth? I'm asking. Were they not supposed to be covering their mouth? But they were covering the part used for the sin. Shout amen. Let's go on. There is a law of reproduction that God gave to man from the beginning. Let us see it in scripture. Genesis chapter 1 verse 11. Chapter 2 verse 7 rather. Chapter 2 verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is good, that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree, an interjection, the tree of life is not found in the literal garden. It's a law of reproduction. And what is that law? When a seed of God meets a seed of God, at the point, at the time appointed of God for them, a seed of God will be conceived and produced. Hallelujah. You and I were supposed to come out in that way because that was how God ordained it to be. But before that was ever done, the devil pushed the serpent to spoil it. Hallelujah. As I speak to you, the way to the knowledge of the tree of life has been taken from man. Has been hidden from man. Nobody will ever have access to that knowledge again. Until we get to the regeneration. Can you shout amen to that? Can you shout amen to that? Until God comes down to establish his kingdom here on earth. Shout hallelujah. Let's go on. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden. And the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Sex according to man's own idea. Hallelujah. The tree of life is sex according to God's own order. According to God's own stipulated law. Amen. It is only nowadays you find human beings who go about living like animals and like dogs. In the beginning, it was not so. Hallelujah. In the beginning, it was not so. It was the serpent that introduced the act to who? To Eve, to the woman. Go to Genesis chapter 3 and see how it happened from verse 1. I've just shown to you when God made that commandment, when he gave the commandment to Adam and Eve. From verse 1, chapter 3, from verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. This sentence alone is so loaded. So subtle. It was the wisest. It was the wisest apart from man. So the whole thing goes down in descending order. Amen. After the primates, you go down to have the reptilia. That's the last class in the animal kingdom. Amen. So the serpent was the wisest after man, the most intelligent after man. He was an upright creature that could talk. And he said unto the woman, yea, had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruits of the trees of the garden, but of the tree of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden. Two gardens are mentioned here. He said, yes, we may eat of the fruit of the garden, talking about the literal fruit. But the one that is in the midst of the garden, God said, do not eat. Shout amen. That was not a literal garden, the garden of the human body. Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. That was the beginning of the fall of man. Shout amen. See how iniquity came into the garden. The serpent beguiled Eve, meaning he seduced Eve. Adam is not around. Adam is not around. We can do this. We can do this. Adam is not around. And the woman saw that this thing is sweet. It will make me wise. And she gave heed to the seduction of the serpent. Before Adam could meet his wife, before Adam could touch Eve, the serpent already went into Eve. Hallelujah. And they partook of the tree. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Sex for pleasure. Sex for what? For pleasure. The tree of life is sex according to God's own order. There is an appointed time when a man should meet a woman. Not just carnally like that. Just the way it is done even till today in the animal kingdom. Hallelujah. Not just carnally the way it is done today. There is an appointed time. And the fruit that talks of the reward. The reward that will come out, the benefit that will come out of that relationship is a seed of God having eternal life. But before Adam could go into Eve, an animal came and went into Eve. Shout amen. And a seed was formed in the womb of Eve. Hallelujah. When Adam came, Eve seduced Adam too and convinced Adam. Adam saw that Eve had fallen. Adam was not the one that sinned. Adam cannot sin. You know that? Because he is made in the image and likeness of God. He could not sin. But he chose to do what? To identify with her. He chose to do it. The Bible says Adam was not the sinner. He was not found in the transgression. It was the woman that was found in the transgression. You know why the woman was easily deceived? The woman was a byproduct of the man. An original thing cannot be deceived. Hallelujah. Eve is a byproduct of Adam. Eve was taken out of the side of Adam. Hallelujah. The Bible says God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and Adam slept. When he slept, God came and took of his rib and produced the woman. The feminine part of the man is the woman, a byproduct of the original thing. That was why it was very easy for Eve to be deceived. Yes, they are weaker vessels. You cannot contest it. Hallelujah. Thank God we have been restored back to original Christianity. Women should know their place, their God-ordained place in scriptures. Shout hallelujah.
After that sin, God changed the order. Adam and Eve were equal before in the garden. But as soon as iniquity came in, God brought the woman lower and made the man the head. God can never change that law. Hallelujah. God will never change that law. The second covenant came in. The first covenant speaks of equality between the man and the woman. In the garden, they were together. You know, they existed like that, co-equally. But as soon as sin came in, the woman was brought low. And the man became her lord. Till today, that order still stands. Nothing can change it. Hallelujah. Can you see why Apostle Paul, when he said the church in order, he said, it is not permitted for a woman to usurp authority over the man. He gave the reason. He went back to the beginning. What happened in the Garden of Eden? The second covenant is still in effect till this point in time. Shout amen. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Let's go on. Amen. I have told you what the tree of life is. And I've also told you what the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is. What verse are we now? Verse 7. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the woman said, and the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Hallelujah. Adam stated the obvious. It was a woman. You know, it's the seed of God. He cannot tell a lie. He stated what happened exactly. Unlike Cain, when God asked Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? Am I my brother's keeper? Answering his maker like that. We are going to see why Cain had to answer God in that manner. Amen. You know why? Because Cain is half human being, half animal. Shout amen. Cain is not the son of Adam. How many of you know that? Oh, you just know it by theory, but you cannot prove it with scriptures. Okay, after tonight, you will be able to prove it from the scriptures. Shout amen. Cain is not Adam's son. I will prove it. I will give you 3 scriptures. You will see it eye to eyeball. Amen. How can a son of Adam be so rebellious to God? Adam is a seed of God. Amen. Whoever comes out of Adam will be a seed of God. We love God so much. So we'll now get back to Cain. Who taught him how to murder? Who taught him how to kill? Who taught him how to be covetous and jealous? Cain was half human being and half animal. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. What verse are we now? I want you to follow me. What verse are we now? Verse 13. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? God recognized the fact that the woman was in the transgression. She was the one deceived. And Adam, because of the love he had for the woman, had to identify with her in her iniquity. It speaks of what Jesus did to us, the bride of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says, he that knew no sin became sin, that we might become the righteousness of God. The bride, the wife of Christ, were in the transgression. But Jesus, the second Adam, chose to do what? To identify with us on the cross. Shout amen. So everything that happened in the Old Testament is a type and a shadow of what is happening right now. Adam loved Eve, just like Jesus loved the bride. Adam died because of Eve. You know he died. Because God said, the day you eat of the tree, that day you will die. He died that same day. Because a day in the sight of God speaks of how many thousand years? 1,000 years. Did Adam live up to 1,000? He died that same day. He first died spiritually. Because spiritual death leads to physical death. Life is first lived in the realm of the spirit. Let me tell you, life is more real in the realm of the spirit than what it is in the physical. That is why you should be in the spirit at all times. You should be a spiritual person. That is why before something happens, God will open the eyes of our prophets. They will tell you, the kingdom of darkness is looking for blood. God will first of all see to the realm of the spirit. Life is first lived. Some of the people you see died, that are just dying, they have been killed in the realm of the spirit before the physical one took place. Life is first lived in the realm of the spirit. So when Adam identified with the sin, he died spiritually. Separation from God. He could not withstand God again. In those days, Adam will have, he used to have fellowship with God. God will come in the cool of the day, they would discuss. Adam does not have to pray for the gift of prophecy. Adam does not have to pray to see vision. The glory of God was in the garden. Adam existed in the glory of God. He never even knew he was naked. He was lost. They were lost in the glory of God. But as soon as sin came, Adam and Eve were separated from God. And God lifted his presence. Not that God sent angels to begin to chase them. No. God only lifted his presence from them. And they became earthly. And they became ordinary. They were still in that location of the earth. But God only lifted up his presence from them. The glory of God was lifted. And they became earthly. Before Adam got to 1,000 years, he died like animal. Like other animals. Shout amen. All because of what happened in the Garden of Eden. Let's go on. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. What verse are we? Verse 14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field, upon thy belly. Somebody shout thy belly. Somebody shout thy belly. He said, upon thy belly shalt thou go. And thus shalt thou eat. It means this animal was an upright creature. It was after the curse, he became a snake. Shout amen. Is somebody catching revelation in the house? Hallelujah. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the rest of your life. And the serpent was demoted from the highest primate aside man to the lowest in the animal kingdom, reptilia. Shout amen. That was when he became a snake in the snake family. Shout hallelujah. Verse 15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The serpent has seeds. This was a prophecy. God gave a prophecy of what will happen in time to come. Because he saw that this serpent is going to father a son. Amen. And the son is Cain. Because Adam knew Eve how many times? Just once. He knew Eve. He slept with Eve. How many times? Just once. And how come? Just once. Two children were born. Cain and Abel were not twins. I hope you know that. They were not twins. Amen. Because twins, a twin is usually from one father. Hallelujah. But this time around, we have two fathers. The serpent went into Eve, and the seed was formed. When Adam returned from wherever he went to, Eve looked at Adam and gave him the fruit to eat again, sex or pleasure again. As soon as that was done, another seed was formed in her womb. So Eve became the mother of two lineage descendants of people. God looked at Eve, we are going to see it, and changed her name from woman. She was formerly called woman. Adam looked at her and changed her name from woman to Eve. You know why? Who can tell me? Shout, mother of all living. Eve became the mother of all living. Because Adam, being a prophet, saw and understood that right now in this woman, there are two lineage of people. When Cain is born, Cain is going to have his generation. When Abel comes, Abel is going to have his own generation. From one woman, the serpent seed and the seed of God. From one woman, Eve became the mother of all living. Shout amen. Shout hallelujah. Let's go on. Verse 16. Unto the woman he said, God was so angry with the woman. I will greatly multiply thy conception and thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband. Read that last phrase all together. One, to go. Oh, some people are sleeping. One, to go. Read that. Sisters, are you offended at the word of God? Okay, read that if you are not offended. One, to go. Some of them are offended. That is the second covenant. God changed the order of things. They were equal before, Adam and Eve. But because of what Eve did, God said, right now, woman, your husband shall rule over you. Even when the second Adam came in the person of Jesus to bring back to us restoration, that covenant was not changed. It is not going to be changed. Hallelujah. Until we get into the new age. But right now, that covenant is still in effect. He shall do what? Shall rule over thee. Shout amen. And that is not to say the women are inferior. No. They have their place in God's own program. Hallelujah. That is not to say they are inferior in any way. That is not to say they are of no relevance. No, no, no. They are also created in the nature and attribute of God. Shout amen. But the man rules over the woman. Hallelujah. Let's go on. What verse are we now? Verse 17. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and has eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. Ha, hallelujah. Can you shout amen? A son of God cannot be cursed. A son of God cannot be cursed. God looked at Adam. God could not even curse Adam. God had to curse the ground. You know why? Because Adam is a son of God. Do we have son of God in the house? If you are a son of God, can you shout hallelujah? Tell the person next to you, brother, sister, you cannot be cursed. Oh, you are not sure. Tell the person again, you cannot be cursed. God looked at Adam. He saw himself. Because Adam was created in the nature, in the image of God. God cannot curse himself. Hallelujah. God had to curse the ground. Shout amen. Shout hallelujah. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. You see why we are struggling till today. But I know an end is going to come for struggles. It doesn't matter the amount of prosperity you have.
you are still feeling the effect of the iniquity that took place in the Garden of Eden. If you are a true seed of God, you will never have peace dwelling in this earth. You know the kind of peace I'm talking about. There will always be this hunger in you. Jesus, when are you coming to take us home? Hallelujah. When are you coming in the rapture to take us home? In those days when you talk about the rapture, our mind will be beating. Boom, 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 like that. Because we're not sure of our salvation. Amen. And I know we have some people in the house here. May Jesus never come now. I am praying that Jesus comes now. Shout amen. Because the struggle on earth is too much. We have to leave this place. The world is getting into thicker and thicker and thicker darkness. If you are waiting for a perfect government to come, I came to announce to you, you are wasting your time. Hallelujah. Because the world will keep going into deeper and deeper darkness. And the Bible says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. For the sake of the elect, the Bible says, those days will be shortened. Jesus should come quickly. Hallelujah. Jesus should come quickly. Amen. And that is why you have to spread this message to the peoples of the denomination. A lot of eagles are still there. If they don't come and join us, Jesus will not come. They will have to come. Your brothers and your sisters are there in the denomination. That is why you have to clean up. Amen. That they will see your exemplary lifestyle and follow you to this message. Wherever they are, God is bringing them out one after the other. Some of you were so stubborn. That was why God had to impoverish you to bring you to Bride Assembly. You know? Some people will come to you and complain and say, I've been suffering all this while. I used to have money before. I had all it takes, you know, to make life comfortable. Suddenly, I lost everything. What is happening to me? If God had not taken everything from you, you would not have located the garden of the eagles where you belong. Hallelujah. And because you are here, God is going to restore you back. I said, God is going to restore you back. God has a way of pulling his children together. Until they all come, Jesus is waiting for the last elect to come in. As soon as the last elect comes in, Jesus is going to leave the mercy seat. Hallelujah. No more redemption. No more salvation. Hallelujah. He has left the mercy seat. Bible says, he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. The seven thunders will come on the scene and begin to utter their voice. One after the other like that. The bride of Christ will be having serious revival in the camp of the eagles. The denominationals will never understand what is happening. What is going on? Their eyes are blindfolded. They'll be mocking and laughing at us. But as soon as the trumpet sound, you and I will be caught up. That is when their eyes will be opened. Eh? So these William Branham people, they are the true Christians. But then it will be too late. Shout amen. My prayer for you is that when the rapture takes place, you will be there. I say you will be there. No, when I say you will be there like that, you shout amen. It is not my declaration that will make you enter the rapture. Hallelujah. It is my wish. But my declaration, I cannot bring your name into the book of life by faith. Amen. I cannot drag you in by faith. Amen. If your name is written, it is written. The book of life is written before the foundation of the world. Shout amen. And I believe because your name is in that book, that is why you are here. Can you shout amen to that? Hallelujah. It is over. Shout amen. You think it, what does it cost God to give you 1 billion? I'm asking you. You think it will cost God anything to make you richer than the richest man on earth? It will not cost God anything. Because the cattle upon 1,000 hills belong to God. The Bible says silver and gold belongs to God. That is why I know I will not be stricken with poverty. Can you shout amen to that? Hallelujah. Prosperity is the children's meat. It is the heritage of God's children. You don't need to be prayed for to prosper. It is your heritage. A king who does not know is a king. A king who does not know is a king. The children of God are suffering because of disobedience.
The children of God are suffering because of ignorance. You are poor. If no demon is pursuing you, if God is not taking you to trial, and your poverty is deep there, you are the cause. Think about it. Check your life. Look at the scripture and see if you are lacking behind in any of God's commandments. Do you pay your tithes? Do you pay your tithes? Can a man rob God? The Bible says, ye have robbed me. You are asking, wherein have we robbed you? In tithes and in offering. Why will poverty not attack you? We want to build the house of God. See the house of God. And some of you are seated here. You can bring your... You have millions in your account. I'm talking to somebody here. You are seated here. You have millions in your account. Okay. Keep heaping it for yourself. You don't know God made you a millionaire for his kingdom, for this gospel to spread abroad. For a purpose, but you don't know. And God is eager to make you a trillionaire. He wants to give you wealth beyond what you can imagine. But you are satisfied with your 1 million and 2 million in your account. God has a principle. And nobody can change that principle. If you don't give, you can't prosper. See the house of God. See the house of God. And some of you came here, you got your deliverance through this ministry. God brought you out of debt through this ministry. God brought you out of bondage through this ministry. See the testimonies going on all over the place because of the glory and the power of God in this place. Why can't you sit down and reason and think and say, oh God, what will I do to beautify your house? You don't understand. A brother said to me, he said the Lord spoke to him to do what? To organize the next communion service. When he told me that, I said, that is God. That is God. That is God. Because the devil can never tell you to do such a thing. The devil can never tell you to give to God. You don't need to go to a prophet and ask, prophet, is this voice I'm hearing from God? That is God telling you, sponsor the communion service. A lot of you here, you are hearing the same voice. Once God says, give, you want to shy away from it. Your heart is so hardened and strong that when God is speaking, you don't even understand again. I want you to know that life is vanity upon vanity. Look at those who have died and gone. Billionaires and millionaires. Where did they take their riches to? Nothing. Some of them, when death is coming, that is when they will be rushing, looking for deliverance minister up and down. Pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. Because death is approaching. The Bible says, lay up for yourself treasure in heaven. Where moths cannot destroy. Lay up for yourself treasure in heaven. As you give for the spreading of the gospel, for the building of his kingdom, you are laying for yourself treasure in heaven. And God is going to reward you mightily. You are scared, if I give, will I receive? Except God is not God. But if God is God, if God is true to his word, when you sow a seed, you will reap a bountiful harvest. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Let's go on. Let's go back to where we came from. Amen. Shout amen. What verse are we? Oh, verse 17. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed. Instead of saying, cursed is Adam, he said, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread. Till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. The word of God will never go unfulfilled. Shout amen. That is why people die today. Amen. Verse 20. And Adam called his wife's name. What? Somebody shout Eve. Because two sons are in the womb of the woman.
He looked at her and called her name, changed her name to Eve. See the meaning of Eve there. Because she was the mother of all living. And unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coat of skins and clothed them. You see, God is so loving. God is so merciful. They took leaf and began to clothe their nakedness. And God had to do what? God himself, listen, God himself slayed animals. God himself shed blood. Because blood was involved in the sin. Hallelujah. And blood will have to be shed. We are going somewhere. We are going somewhere. God himself slaughtered animals. And did what? And clothed them with animal skin. You see that God is against naked dressing. That scripture is enough to prove all these denominational preachers wrong. You go to their church, you see naked girls all over the place. You know, a lady in my place of work told me, so you see, my church, no condemnation. Now I can dress the way I like. If you see what she put onto the office, see yourself, you'll be so shocked. Mini skirts. All her legs will be out. She cannot even sit down comfortably. You know, and she speaks with tongues. Talk one to whole, glory be to God. She begins to talk in tongues. Amen. You can see that what they have received is not the Holy Ghost. A lot of them. Because when you receive the Holy Ghost, he's going to guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. One of my guys in office said he's coming to my church. I said, okay, good. You have to come to my church. He said, but after service, I will go and drink beer. I said, you cannot do that. Because the Holy Ghost will arrest you. He said, show me in the Bible where beer is a sin. Beer is not a sin. And everybody in that place, almost all of them like that, because sometimes, you know, when there is a birthday and a colleague celebrating, you know, all they demand for is beer, beer. Even the girls among us, beer. And a lot of them are choristers in their churches. They are workers in their churches. But their pastor has deceived them, telling them, drinking of beer is not a sin. Hallelujah. Shout amen. When you receive the Holy Ghost, it's going to guide you into all truth. I don't have any scripture to give you that beer is a sin. Hallelujah. I do not have any scripture to give to you that a woman should not put on what belongs to a man, because you will come with your own argument. Can a man put on a woman's jeans that has hips? You will come with your own argument. But all I will tell you, go and receive the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because when you receive the Holy Ghost, he is going to lead you into all truth. Shout amen. A sister came arguing, you know, with us in fellowship there in school. There is nothing like that. How can you say, before you talk one to, she will quote this. What about Aaron? Aaron was cat in those days. How good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like so and so. The anointing oil that flowed from the head of Aaron down through his beard to the skirt of his garments. That Aaron put on skirts. What would you say about that? You know, if you want to argue with them, they will just win you. Shout amen. Because their pastors have coached them. Their pastors have trained them. They can argue. You know, useless arguments. But all you need to tell them, I told my organ, I said, go and get the Holy Ghost, sir. When you get the Holy Ghost, he's going to guide you into all truth. Can you shout amen? Can you shout hallelujah? Let's go on. Yes, I was talking about the sister. She argued and argued with us. But we thank God. One day, she put on her trousers. Because she's a daughter of God. And the power of God came upon her. She landed on the ground. And began to scream and to shout and to scream and to shout. The whole trouser became fire. And out of her mouth, God was speaking. Thus saith the Lord, tell my daughters to put away their trousers. She that was arguing, God began to speak to her. Hallelujah. At the end of the day, she packed everything and set everything on fire. If you are a seed of God, you must be in line with the scripture. Can you shout amen to that? The prophet of this age, William Marion Brown, before he died, spoke to the bride worldwide and asked him to put away all these things. Hallelujah. Because William Brown is our chamberlain. Can you say amen to that? He is our chamberlain. Hallelujah.
is the one God has raised to do what? As Elijah, to restore us back to where we missed out from. Restoring us back to the faith of the apostles. Shout amen. Shout hallelujah. And I came to tell you that Bride Assembly is a product of his ministry. Bride Assembly is a product of his ministry. Revelation chapter 10 verse 7 says, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Who is the seventh angel? William Aaron Graham. When he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. And the mystery of God is coming to a close. Hallelujah. In the days of his voice, the man is dead and gone, but his voice is still in the land. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servant the prophet. Shout amen to that. Shout amen to that. He is dead and gone, but his voice is still echoing. It's still echoing. It's still echoing. The eagles of God, wherever they are, scattered in the dungyard of denominationalism, they hear the voice and they will come in. Can you shout amen? One day I heard the voice and I came in. One day you heard the voice and you came in. The voice is still on. Shout fire. Shout fire. Hallelujah. The mystery of God is about to come to a close. The mystery of God is about to come to a close. What is the mystery of God? And how that the Gentiles who knew not God will one day come and accept the faith of the apostles. They will be grafted in. Hallelujah. In those days they were forgotten. They were counted as idol worshippers. You know, Gentiles receive God. No, even Jesus said, I am not sent to you. To you. He called the Samaritan woman. He said, dog. Hallelujah. I am sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Hallelujah. But God in his infinite love and mercy saw ahead of time that a time is going to come when he, God, will have mercy on the Gentiles. And he will graft them in. And he gave us a period of 2,000 years. Hallelujah. Hosea chapter 6 verse 2. Amen. The Bible says, after 2 days, will he revive us. The 2 days there speak of 2,000 years. And the 2,000 years is broken down into 7 church ages. And in every of these ages, there is a standard bearer. In every of these ages, there is a messenger. The first was Apostle Paul. Now, this is the 7th and the last and the final church age. And we have a standard bearer by the name William Marion Braham. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? When he came to the scene, he was abandoned. When he came to the scene, he was persecuted. When he came to the scene, they mocked him. They called him all kinds and sorts of names. But the bride heard his voice. Hallelujah. The bride heard his voice and they were grafted in. They came in. Shout hallelujah. He's dead and gone. But the voice is still in the land. Shout amen. Shout amen. And one of these days, the last Gentile bride will come in. And when that happens, we'll say bye-bye to this world. We will be there in Jesus' name. He was the one, the standard God raised to do what? To open our eyes to see what we are seeing now. Before William Branham came, this Bible was closed. Amen. The men of the denomination knew in parts, just more. You know? They just shall live by faith. They build a doctrine around it. This and that, prosperity, money, and the rest. But when he came, God anointed him because he was a mighty eagle. Hallelujah. God anointed him. And through his ministry, the Bible was open to us. Hallelujah. It is only the bright setting that accept what I am telling you now. The seed of the serpent. In all denominations, great men of God. Go to their churches, you see snake. They will hang one snake in a tree like this. The snake will open its mouth to eat an apple. And then see what happened in the Garden of Eden. Confusion. Ignorance. Where it is clearly stated that the serpent was an upright creature after the curse. Upon thy belly shall thou go. Meaning he was walking before. Hallelujah. Upright creature. The missing link between man and the gorilla. But it is not given to them to understand. That is why every moment of your life you need to thank God. Because you are a candidate for the rapture. In case you are new here, today is your first time of coming. I want you to know that God ordered your footstep to come here. Shout hallelujah. Nobody come to bride assembly by mistake. Hallelujah. Nobody comes to bride assembly by mistake. It has been our prayer. God, order the footstep of those who have chosen to come here. Because we are not looking for members. We are not looking for crowd. We are looking for brethren. Shout amen. In case you came here because of problem, you came here because you want a miracle. Hallelujah. The real thing you want is what I am telling you now. Hallelujah. But God caused that to happen to you so that through your problem, you will locate the right place of worship. You will come into the camp of the eagles. Shout amen to that. Bride assembly is not another church. You know, some of you, I went to one church, one miracle working church like that. You know, it is not another church. This is a move of God. That is why we speak the way we speak. We are so different. We are unique. Hallelujah. We have been taken out of the crowd. Amen. This is a move of God in this end time. To do what? To restore us back to the faith of the apostles. Shout amen. So what we practice here is apostolic Christianity. That is why we will not do what is contrary to the Bible. A woman should not usurp authority over the man. There is no way you can explain it again. It is written. It is written. Don't be deceived by denominational pastors. Who force you to do what is contrary to the scripture? It is written. It is written. There is no explanation you can give to twist the meaning. We saw the reason now. Amen. The Bible says, he will rule over you. No woman is permitted to occupy leadership position of the fivefold ministry in the church of Jesus Christ. It was like that in the beginning. Hallelujah. And because we have been restored back to what it was in the beginning, that is how we do it here. That is why you never find a woman pastor in bride assembly. Not just in bride assembly. In all move of this entire message. No woman pastor. Contrary to scripture. Shout hallelujah. Can you shout amen to that? A woman can be a worker. A woman can proclaim the gospel. A woman can manifest the gift of the spirit. God can use a woman in a dynamic way. But when it comes to leadership position of the fivefold ministry of apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, no woman can occupy that. If you are a woman and you are in one of those positions, you are contrary to the word of God and to the will of God. You may ask yourself, you may say, yes, but anointing moves through me. The dead come back to life. When I pray, there is result. You are just manifesting a gift. You are gifted. Hallelujah. You are gifted. That is a gift. But you are in disobedience. Can anointing demonstrate truth even when one is in disobedience? Where? Yes, where? When Balaam disobeyed, God said, don't go. He kept on asking God, should I go? Should I go? Don't go. Should I go? Okay, go. And they went. Did he prophesy or not? He kept seeing vision. The same God that said, don't go. The same God that knew that he was in disobedience will be speaking to Balaam. God will say, go to the mountain and erect so and so here. Go there. God began to, you know, though he was in disobedience. In the days of Micaiah, 400 prophets. God ordained prophets. 400 of them were anointed with the spirit of lies and deception. But God raised only one man, Micaiah by name. He set the standard. The same thing is applicable in this our day. Are we not reading the same Bible? Yes, we are reading the same Bible. Hallelujah. But the church of Jesus Christ is split into two groups. We have the wise virgin, then we have the foolish virgin. Both are virgins. Both are born again. Both are spirit-filled. Both love God. But one group is wise, while the other group is foolish. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. What verse are we now? Verse 22. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken.
So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Let me explain that. I told you that the tree of life is a law God ordained to do what? To govern reproduction. Amen. Adam and Eve, we are supposed to meet at God's own ordained time in life to produce seeds of God like themselves. But before they could partake of that tree, before they could eat of that tree, something happened. The serpent came with his animalistic nature and beguiled Eve and introduced the other fruit to her. The other law. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Shout amen. So God hid that knowledge from man. The way to the tree of life. So every one of us on earth today, how were we born? We were born wrongly. Our parents partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, sex or pleasure. Nobody has ever been born through the tree of life. The knowledge of the tree of life, that law that governs reproduction, the God ordained law, nobody had partaken of it. God took that knowledge from man. Hallelujah. Now let's see the consequence. What happened? Let's proceed. Shout amen. Shout hallelujah. Verse 4, chapter 4 from verse 1. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. Adam knew his wife just once. Just once. And gave birth to two children, Eve. So who now came to sleep with Eve the second time? Hallelujah. It was Adam that slept with her the first time, the second time. Somebody slept with her the first time. Hallelujah. And Adam knew his wife just one time. And she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought out of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. And unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. The children of God are children of revelation.